From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. When it comes to the Alabama legislature, things that seem dead can suddenly leap back to life. That's the case with a bill which would ban teaching divisive concepts in Alabama classrooms. Last week, a House committee delayed taking action on the bill, but this week it not only passed that committee, it made it through the full House on Thursday. That's where we start our weekly legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Now, this divisive concepts bill focuses largely on issues of race and gender. Opponents say it would create a chilling effect, particularly around how history is taught. Its future was uncertain a week ago, but what happened?
Well, you never know. It was carried over in committee. That sometimes means that the committee doesn't want to deal with it. But it can always be brought back by the chairman, which it was on Wednesday. You know, this bill had already had a significant amount of debate, a long public hearing, lots of debate amongst the committee members. So they passed it really quickly, and Thursday it was on the House floor. It was really interesting, though, because the House had adopted an agenda that included some pretty non-controversial stuff. Suddenly, a new calendar of bills, a new agenda was adopted with divisive concepts at the very top. So the House decided it wanted to not only take up the bill, but put it at the very top of the agenda, knowing that there was going to be a lot of debate on it, and there was.
I guess, how do you read that? What do you make of the fact that this bill went through quickly on a voice vote from committee and then was passed largely with Republican support being put at the top of that agenda?
The sense I get from some House members that they're getting ready to break for spring break, go back home, probably do a little campaigning. They wanted to say, you know, to their voters, their specifically Republican voters, base voters, that they had taken up these bills, like divisive concepts. Really, we're talking about critical race theory, right? And that is a big buzzword, especially in conservative circles. They wanted to have something to show for. A lot of these guys have primaries. They want to impress their very conservative voters to protect themselves in the upcoming primaries.
Also this week, a House committee took up a new lottery bill. This is different from the gambling legislation from last week in that it's lottery only. Todd, what is this proposal for a lottery?
Almost every year, we have competing gambling proposals. And Representative Chip Brown from down in Mobile proposed this lottery only. It's a lot like the lottery only plans we've seen in the past, money going toward education. But the reason lottery only hasn't passed in previous sessions is that the other gambling interests, sports betting, casinos, they don't want to do away with the vehicle that lottery is because it's a pretty popular concept. And so it's through committee. It is ready to see the House floor. I get the sense that House members want to vote on it. They're tired of being told they can't produce a gambling bill, that they are kind of useless on the issue. They want to produce results, and so they see this as an opportunity.
Well, finally, House members on Tuesday passed a $2.7 billion general fund budget. It's the largest ever. And what are the key parts of this budget?
Well, as always, they're funding the non-education state agencies. Medicaid is the big one. That's the biggest amount of funding. The prison agency, pardons and paroles, the troopers, the Alabama law enforcement, go down the list of all the different agencies. And so because revenue is up this year, they were able to give not only an across-the-board pay raise to state employees at 4%, but a lot of these agencies got plus-ups to their budget, targeted funding increases. One in particular, mental health, gets $17 million to construct new mental health crisis centers throughout the state. That's a real priority for mental health. And also Medicaid, as we've discussed before, extending that coverage for new mothers through Medicaid up to a year. So everybody in the building is pretty happy about where the general fund is. It passed unanimously in the House, also in the Senate. They've decided to go to a conference committee, which there aren't really that many arguments about what's going on, but that's a common tool. That's a common choice because you never know what you might want to insert in the budget at the very last minute.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He's also publisher of the Alabama Daily News. Todd, thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.